Good morning, Kansas City. This is Mark Comfort, your host of Vacation Views. And Merry Christmas, everybody. What a special weekend. And as my producer, Mark Andrews, says, it's the eve of Christmas Eve. Or is it Christmas Eve's Eve? Hey, you know what? I know Santa Claus. And I know this is kind of late. And this is what I do every, I call it my Christmas show right before Christmas, is I really do, you guys. I know Santa Claus. And, he's a great guy. Great guy. I don't know if he can do last minute things like this. It's kind of hard when my radio show's on Saturday and Christmas is on Monday with the day in between being Sunday. You know, that's the Lord's Day, but maybe Santa will be, I think he'll probably be working pretty hard all day tomorrow. So anyway, listen, I normally ask you, my wonderful audience, to call in and share what kind of bucket list vacation you would want me to tell Santa to put under your tree so on Monday morning you'll sneak down before the kids or grandkids. I know you will if you get this word to me, but since I've recorded this show, I'm just going to have to read you a few, except for I do have my wonderful producer, Mr. Mark Andrews, with me. And Mark, I have asked you.
Yes.
You know I know Santa, don't you?
You betcha.
And so I got connections, and I can't promise, but I will get this to him. Mark, if you wanted Santa to bring you any dream bucket list vacation, what would it be?
I thought Olathe, but I was thinking bigger. And if I had a dream vacation, out of all the places, one place has fascinated me, and that is New Zealand. That's where I would like to go.
That's about as far away from here as possible. And by the way, Mark, it is truly, obviously, I've been there, and that is one of the most active, fun, beautiful countries in the world. In the absolute world.
Well, ever since I saw Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. which they filmed there, it just fascinated me how beautiful New Zealand is. Now, I mean, from the coast to the volcanoes to the mountains, it's just wow.
It's got everything. You're 100% right. Milford Sound, in I believe that's called the South Island, is one of the prettiest fjords and bays or sounds that I've ever seen. And man, if you ever have a chance to cruise along the coastline of New Zealand, one of the most gorgeous coastlines in the world, and as far as active, Mark, my gosh, and just, I mean, seriously, as scenic and beautiful as any country in the world. It's really interesting. I do have to tell this story for probably 20 years. Mimi and I and our staff at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours, when we sell those Australian, New Zealand vacations, especially cruises, but cruises and land, in the first 20 years, more people would spend more of their vacation in Australia, literally two-thirds to three-fourths, and then a third to a quarter of their vacation time in New Zealand. And inevitably, they'd come back and go, oh, man, did I love that vacation. But, and for a while, you knew they were going to say, but I wish I would have spent more time in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
Because they loved New Zealand. One of the most interesting tours I've ever done, Mark, anywhere in the world, was I did a sheepdog tour on a local farm in New Zealand right outside of Christchurch. And I've never, ever seen anything like that in my entire life, how well-trained those sheepdogs were to bring sheep down. And then this guy sheared a great big 250-pound mammoth sheep.
That's where they filmed Babe, I think, right?
Well, I'm not sure, but I do know Lord of the Rings. You're 100% right. Put New Zealand on the map like nothing else ever has. Matter of fact, for almost three years, New Zealand was the number one most Googled or researched country in the world while the Lord of the Rings series was going on. So New Zealand, I like
New Zealand,
it.
Yeah,
I like it. Hey, let me wish you, Mark, a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for all you do here. Not to make me look good, but to make me sound good. You can't make me look good.
And by the way, you are in our Christmas carol, which we're going to be running Christmas Day.
I've got let's just say not a major role, but I did my best.
You did good.
Mark, thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And again, because I grabbed Mary Best. She's been so nice. My throat has been a little scratchy and everything. She brought me in a nice hot tea and some water just to soothe it between shows. And I said, Mary, sit down. I want to ask you about this because I think she was pretty excited to learn that I know Santa Claus. And so Mary Best, who works for Cumulus Radio here, 710 KCMO, calls on us, helps me with everything. Mary, welcome to Vacation Views, first of all. And I do have a question to ask you. I want you to tell me right now what you'd like me to tell Santa that you would like to be put under your tree in the way of a bucket list dream vacation.
It would be a big bucket. Let me just tell you, I don't know if I've been a good enough girl, but I would like to have access to all the premier cruise ships that you know of, all the river boats, all the planes, all the excursions, and you set an itinerary where I go to as many countries that I could go to in the course of a year.
Okay, that's interesting. So this is going to be a real challenge. Are you going to talk to your your boss about being off for a year?
Yes. We can plan ahead a couple years.
I think maybe we better do that. I got a feeling Santa Claus might need, I don't know if his sleigh is that big, Mary. So,
well, if the sleigh isn't that big this year, okay, I would like just to go to, like, you can choose the islands for me and just hang for like 2 weeks.
Something, beautiful beach.
Beautiful beach.
Warm.
Warm. Not hot, just warm.
Relaxing.
White sand where, you know.
Clear waters.
Clear waters.
Palm trees.
Palm trees. Food.
Good food. Great service.
Excellent service. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something really easy to get to, you know, easy to do, just total relaxation.
I think you're talking to the right person because I'm going to help Santa with some ideas because I don't want to leave that totally in Santa's, a generic open-ended request like that. I'm going to make sure Santa knows what I think would be best for that. But let's start off a little bit. Oh, I was just down a couple weeks ago to Maroma Beach just south of Cancun, white sugary sand, clearest water you've ever seen, overwater bungalows. Reminded me of being in Bora Bora. I'm going to tell him that should be one option.
Well, I heard your show, and that's what's given me the idea. It's a seed in my mind, Mark.
I'm taking Dick Wilson and a group of listeners to Jamaica on January 14th through the 20th, and we're going to the Negril Beach area of Jamaica on the far west side. And oh my gosh, Mary, that is literally almost exactly like I just described to you, that Maroma Beach. Other than this is 7 miles of this incredible beach called Negril Beach in Jamaica. And then you'd love that Yaman relaxed attitude of the Jamaicans.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I could send you the 6 Mile Beach, a mile shorter, down in the Grand Cayman Islands. That's one of the most beautiful places in the Caribbean, I think. Oh, my gosh, it's just gorgeous. Well, Mary, I appreciate you letting me know that, and I will get the word.
Hook me up to Santa.
I can do it. I can do it, and I'm gonna go with the beach, the beautiful beach thing. Your second request first, because I think Santa's gonna need a little longer time for that year-round cruise. Okay,
sounds good.
Or year-round, it'll be more than a cruise. I can get you around the world cruise. Mimi just sold around the world cruise. And I get the biggest kick out of this because, you know, you think about round-the-world cruise. Sometimes you think about yearly. Well, this was 114 days. So I'm going to have to add, since you want to be gone for a full year, well, that's a third of the year I can get you the round-the-world cruise. Then I'm going to take you by land to some of the places that the cruise didn't take you, okay?
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
It will be great. I do not tell your boss I got this for you because she'll get mad at me.
I know, she will. Not only that, but I'll be off for a year.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, Mary Best, thank you so much. Appreciate you helping us out so much every week here on Vacation Views.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay, I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to read to you what our staff said, but I'd really like to know what you think, and I'm so disappointed I couldn't have it set up where you could call in. But what would you want Santa to bring you in the way of a bucket list dream vacation. Tell you if you want to, if you can, email me, Mark, M-A-R-K, at cruiseholidayskc.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-K, at cruiseholidayskc.com. And say, I know we miss Santa. Well, I tell you what, if you get it to me today or tomorrow, well, you have to get it to me today. Then maybe I can get it to Santa. If not, I'll have it for next year. Maybe I'll read it on air the following Saturday. Anyway, hey, I have to take a break. Merry Christmas, everybody. What a fun time of the year. I know a lot of you wives and moms, grandmas are out crazy shopping and doing last-minute preparations. But you know what? Relax and enjoy. Remember the reason for the season. This is Mark Comfort Vacation Views, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. And you know what? Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas. Or as my late father-in-law used to say, and I hope Mimi's listening and her sister Jenny or any of the kids, ho, ho, ho! I'm out of dough! I heard that so many times, and we laughed every time. It makes me think of him. Okay, okay. It's Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time of the year. You know, you deserve a great vacation. And the one thing I'm going to tell you before I read the rest of these from my staff on what my staff wanted Santa to bring to them. And that's kind of interesting because, you know, we have the whole world that we have access to with our, you know, Cruise Holidays specializing in ocean cruises and river cruises, Comfort Tours specializing in all-inclusive land-based vacations and special, you know, customized vacations. And boy, those customized vacations are getting bigger and bigger. But anyway, so I think you might be kind of intrigued with this. But let me just say this, first of all, you deserve a great vacation. You've heard me say that so many times before, and you do. You do. Everybody does. And you know what? It is so exciting for me to see the trend of what's happening in this country now with more and more people taking vacations and not just little vacations, because they are doing that. They're taking a lot of little vacations. But what I'm talking about more than anything is the bucket list, dream vacations that they've always thought about. And congratulations, You've earned it. You deserve it. And we want to help you. So anyway, that's what we've done for 29 years. And I just, gosh, it's been, what a great career we've had. 30 years. Can you imagine that? 30 years next year helping well over 90,000 people with vacations. That's quite an honor. Thank you for trusting your business to us. Thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for referring people to us. Oh, and I do have to tell you, we are closed today. Mimi and I, we've had such a great year that we thought with the weekend as it is, with Christmas falling on Monday, Chiefs tomorrow, everything going on, that we'd give our staff that day off to enjoy the longer weekend. And they deserve it. They deserve it. And those of you who do business with us, and you know, gosh, Mimi and I cannot deal with everybody and anymore. We used to when we started. It just, we're grown too big for that. But our staff, you, I bet you're shaking your head up and down right now that you're pleased with the staff that has helped you plan your vacations. So anyway, I asked my staff, what would they like me to ask Santa to bring them in the form of a bucket list dream vacation? Katie Gray. Katie just got married, by the way, in October. She's our bookkeeper. Does a fabulous job. And Katie, she thought I should just forward this right on to Santa, I guess, because she said, Santa, please bring me and my new husband a 5-day all-inclusive vacation to El Dorado Seaside Resort. And that's just south of the Cancun area, actually a little south of Playa del Carmen. Really proud of her getting very, very specific. She went to the sister property for her honeymoon called the El Dorado Maroma. And we do a lot of business with that's called the Charisma chain. They're adults all inclusive, five-star, gourmet inclusive vacations. And I don't blame her. That's a good one. I took Dick Wilson and a whole group of people to the El Dorado Seaside Suites last year. Okay, Nicole Boozenbark, she just does the most incredible job. If you get a newsletter from us, if you get an email from us, Nicole is the one that puts all that together. She just does such an incredible job in our marketing and branding department. Okay, so she says, if Santa could bring me a dream vacation, I would ask for a Disney cruise for my family. With my son being almost 3, I think he is the perfect age for a Disney cruise. The lines at Disney World would be too long for him. This is lots of wisdom you're going to hear right here that we can help you with. This is the kind of counsel we help people with. It's so, so correct. The lines at Disney World or Disneyland would be too long for him, but he would adore meeting the characters on board as well as all of the shows. We would still be able to go to the beach and check off new destinations to his and our list. A dream vacation for me is watching the world come alive in his, meaning her son's, heart, and hearing his contagious laugh fill the room. Now that is a good mother. That's a good mother. Thinking of her son, her family, before herself. Okay. Hey, by the way, Nicole also does all of our Facebook Live and our Facebook and all our web pages. So, gosh, like us on the Cruise Holidays of Kansas City webpage. Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. Like us, and you can keep up with. That's where we put all of our pictures of all of our staff that goes on all the trips around the world. Cassie Johnson, who's been with us about 16 years, one of our wonderful, fabulous, incredible vacation counselors, says her dream vacation would be a trip to Bora Bora or New Zealand with my hubby. And I bet she means in those romantic overwater bungalows. So that's kind of interesting. The romantic, relaxing Bora Bora overwater bungalows or New Zealand, which is the active, fun place to go, like we just talked to Mark Andrews about. Then she says, if we were to take the kids, I would like to stay a week at beaches Turks and Caicos. That would be hard to beat. Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a beautiful beach. Jess Cummins, who's our marketing manager and our group manager. Gosh, Jess wears more hats than anybody in our company, and we sure keep her busy. She says, I would love for Santa to bring me a fun, family-friendly, all-inclusive trip for this summer. We've taken a couple of family vacations to family-friendly properties in Mexico, and that time is so precious to me. It's my number one request, and I'm pretty sure I'm on Santa's nice list. So she's letting Santa pick the place. That's pretty cool. But, she had a second paragraph, but if I could ask Santa for a couple of things, I would love to see South America, then the UK, England, Scotland, Ireland, and the South Pacific as well. Jess is like so many people. She has a lot on her bucket list. You know what? I bet you do too. And write it down. What do you want to accomplish? You know, everybody says write down your goals. Goals should also be vacations. We have our good friends Larry and Cindy Miller. I was so proud of them a few years ago. Cindy beat cancer, and she came in with a 2-page bucket list, 2-page handwritten out, and they have been accomplishing that. Maybe not in order, but they've been accomplishing that. Hey, thanks so much for listening today. I've got 2 more segments to come, but I want to say again, Merry, Merry Christmas, and remember the reason for the season. I'll be right back with Vacation Views. Welcome back to Vacation Views and Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you have had a great year. And you know, more importantly, I hope and pray that 2018 is your best year ever. Boy, we know a lot of people, gosh darn, a lot of people that had a really, really, really tough, challenging year in 2018. Or 2017, and our prayer for them, as it is for you, is that 2018 will be a year of blessings, a year of good health, a year of good health for your family, a year of opportunities to really truly enjoy life and enjoy your family and enjoy your friends and to make time to do all that and to have enough disposable income to see and go and do some of the places that you want to do throughout the world. And you know what? I always talk about the world because that's what we do every day at Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours. We sell 99% of our vacations international vacations. So that's kind of where my thought process is when I do this show. But hey, listen, we have that beautiful Comfort condo in Copper Mountain, Colorado, and Mimi and I absolutely love to go out there. I'm actually going to go out there over New Year's. I'm going out to watch the Chiefs play the Broncos, and we're going to spend a little time with my son Spencer, who works for Vail Resorts, lives in Dillon, Colorado. Some of my good friends, Steve and Kathy Cornelier. Kathy is going through chemotherapy right now, and I want to go see her and see how she's doing. Our good friends, Bob and Marilyn Harris, that live in Denver but also have a place right next to ours there at Copper Mountain, and I hope to get in a little snow skiing. I'm of retirement age. I'm still snow skiing. That's what keeps you young, being active, going places, doing things. And you know, there's not a doctor alive that won't tell people that. Have something, you know, they call it an incentive, a carrot, to think about. It'll keep you excited. It'll get you through the tough times, the tough days, and have something you want to do so bad. This Steve and Kathy Cornelier, I was talking to Steve, such delightful people. We call him the mayor of Keystone out there. He worked for Keystone almost for 40 years, worked for Vail Resorts in Keystone almost 40 years, and his wife going through this chemotherapy, and man, it's really been tough. And he was just telling me they've signed up to go with Mimi and I on our royal family trip this next August, leaving out of Amsterdam on the Holland America's new ocean cruise ship, the Koningsdam, to Iceland for 4 nights, to Scotland for 3 nights. We're going to see the military tattoo there, go to Edinburgh Castle. I'm trying to line up a golf opportunity at St. Andrews right now for that. And then we're going to the Norwegian fjords, one of the most beautiful, scenic, spectacular places in the world. Then to Bergen, Norway, Nida's quaintest little fishing village, just exactly what you would think Norway would be, and then back to Amsterdam, 14 days, and it is, I'm so excited about it. We've got over 100 people going with Mimi and I, and you know, we still have a few. I think we've got like 3 or 4 cabin staterooms left on the Koningsdam. We'd love to have you join us. If that sounds like a trip of interest to you, or any of the trips that we do, please check out our websites, you know, while if we're off or you just want to check out cruiseholidayskc.com. Remember, holidays is plural. cruiseholidayskc.com. If you just do cruiseholidays.com, you'll get our parent company, our franchisor's website. So do cruiseholidayskc.com. Go to the group page, and all of our hosted groups will be on there with a lot more details. That's that Dick Wilson group I'm doing on January 14th to Jamaica. That's this trip I just got done talking about. We call it a royal family trip that I'm doing with my wife, Mimi, and 104 people. That's going to be so great in August. Well, anyway, back to Steve Cornelier was telling me how he and Kathy are just so focused in on the reward at the end of this chemo, and that's this trip and the fight to stay healthy and be able to go on this is a lot easier when you have something to look forward to in the future. And family, don't get me wrong, I understand looking forward to family is the most important thing in your faith, but having a trip, something you really, really want to do And there's not a doctor alive that won't tell you that's really, really good for you. The will, the mind, the heart, the spirit is so strong. A lot of healing can come when you have the reasons for that. Okay, let me get back to what our staff is saying about what they want me to ask Santa to bring to them in the gift of a dream bucket list vacation for them. Now, this is from Andrea Redding, and Andrea has been with us 25 years. 25 years. She's one of the, she like Cassie, two of the best vacation counselors in the entire United States of America with Volume. And Andrea says she's got three boys. My wish for Santa is to take my family on a couple of trips this year. Work gets crazy, and I want to spend more time with the family and create memories that will last a lifetime. You know, that's our slogan, and that's our mission, and that's so true. Then she goes on to say, I hope Santa can help my family go to the Miraval residences in Puerto Vallarta. See, I like it. Now that, boy, that's a lot easier for Santa to work on. Andrea, we'll do our best to get that to happen for you, your husband, and your boys. Megan Klein, brand new with us, says, I want to go to the Cayman Islands and swim with the sea turtles. I've done that. That is so much fun. We were supposed to go this summer, but Hurricane Harvey abruptly canceled our Royal Caribbean cruise. I'll get the chance again one of these days to swim with the sea turtles. I think that's so cool. And then she gave me a picture of a sea turtle. See, everybody's got their thing. I love cheetahs. I wanted to go to Africa and did my safari. Did four of them now. I've loved it so much. And I saw my cheetahs. And that was a world-class vacation. And speaking of cheetahs, going right now to Deb Mitchell, one of our wonderful long-term cruise counselors. Matter of fact, Deb is the only person in our office. Mimi and I have been in this wonderful vacation industry for 30 years. Deb has been with us, been in the vacation industry for 35 years. And she wants to do her dream vacation, bucket list thing that she wants me to tell Santa, African river cruise with a safari, staying in safari lodges and camps. Okay, that's the Ama Waterways safari that I did. It's something to do a safari like most people do in Kenya and Tanzania, staying in those lodges and tented camps. They're fabulous. They're just world-class spectacular. But adding on that river cruise safari experience that Ama Waterways has in South Africa. Actually, it's up in, you fly into Botswana and the river cruise, the Zambezi Queen is on the Chobe River. That is a spectacular, holy cow. If you're into safaris, that you really do need to think about that. If you're into safaris, I want you to give us a call whenever you can or email. And let me, I want to work with you on that. Those, my whole office is decorated with my safari pictures. Okay, Jackie Harrison. And by the way, Jackie, what a great story. Jackie was with us and helped Mimi and I start the business in 1989. We hired her to us. Jackie was an angel delivered by God to us at that time when we needed somebody. She came to us. We did not go out looking for people. She came to us. We hired her, and our business just took off. And then she took, after 10 years, a little leave of absence, went up to Montana, worked up there, and came back to be closer to family and is working for us again. So here we go. Ready? She says, Jackie says, Dear Santa, my trips would be Africa, meaning a safari, Galapagos Islands, New Zealand, Tahiti, Norwegian fjords, and Italy, just to name a few. Well, there you go. So Santa, you're going to have a lot of choices. You can, hopefully you got a couple of these packages in your bag that you can bring to Jackie. And then she says, P.S., hi, Santa. I hope you get a full night's rest without two little girls' feet in my face and to take a long nap. That's probably what she's wanting for Christmas. She's wanting to take a nap with two little twin girls. I don't blame her. Okay. Now, Aubrey Campbell. Aubrey, oh, my gosh, I love this lady today. She's got, I call her Wanderlust. She's got Wanderlust. Wanderlust is the insatiable desire to travel. And Aubrey says, okay, please, 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 a Rhine River cruise with my husband in 2018. Then in parentheses, so she's not telling Santa to limit things. But she is saying, preferably during spring, so I can see the tulips bloom in Amsterdam. And she said, this is so funny. And dear Santa, we will sleep in a closet if the ship is sold out. I love that. Great sense of humor. So she did say Rhine River. But I think just to make sure she gives Santa enough options, she gave me 11 others. Alaska is number two, then Jamaica, then Italy, then Spain, then Iceland, then Greece, then Africa, then Norway, then Russia, then Australia, then South America. How about that? I think that's just so cool. And you know, we're in that business. It's so much fun to help you plan vacations, especially, well, even if we haven't been there, but especially if we've been there. You know why? Because our staff always hears about those of us who've been to different places in the world on different kinds of vacations, meaning ocean cruises, river cruises, all-inclusive vacations, maybe tours like a Globus tour, something like that, customized vacations. You know, we have these private guides all over the world that we could help set you up with. And so our staff gets really, really excited about these places. And we study and we are trained on destinations as well as we are on the type of vacation counselors and vacation options. And so I really just want to say to those of you who've never used a travel agent or never used Cruise Holidays of Kansas City or Comfort Tours, boy, give us a chance to earn your business. I think you'll be very, very pleased with us. I mean, I know we're not perfect, but I do think we try harder than anybody out there. We have a little saying that we've got the biggest buying power of any agency, you know, in the United States with our with our conglomerate, the Travel Leaders, $23 billion worth of vacation sales. Think about that, $23 billion. Yet we're small enough to care. Now, isn't that a great combination? We can get you probably 6 out of 10 times something extra. It might not be a lower price, but maybe it's an extra added value or perk or something that you can't get on your own or other agencies can't get. And we can. There's a lot of times you just can't believe how many contacts that we have where we can open up space when there's not space available, or we can get you maybe a preferential dining time. That used to be a big deal with cruise ships, early and late. And if you wanted to eat late and couldn't get on, or wanted to eat early and couldn't get on, we usually could do that. So that's what we do. We know how and care about you to make sure you have the best vacation available. And I'm going to tell you a couple stories about that when we get back. But right now, my producer, Mr. Mark Andrews, is saying, wrap it up, Mark. We got to take a break. This is Mark Comfort, Vacation Views. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Vacation Views. This is Mark Comfort, and Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. I hope and pray you are getting together with family and or friends. And by the way, if you know anybody single, widowed, widowers, somebody's lost, somebody this last year, reach out especially to them. Call them. Somebody's been important to you over the years. Call them. Call them. Email's fine. Texting's fine. Calling's even better. Tell them how much you appreciate them. Guess you'll make their Christmas. You will make their Christmas. Okay, I was going to tell you a story. I was at lunch last week. And this gentleman came up. He was with somebody that I know quite well. And he came up and said, hey, Mark, I got to tell you a story. I've booked 3 ocean cruises with you. And they all went perfect. And he said, I don't know why, but we decided to book an all-inclusive resort. And I figured we could do it just as easy as you. Thought we could save some money. So we booked it direct. And he said, everything went just fine until we were ready to leave. And he said, we were staying at a little island where they had to take a ferry into the mainland. And he booked himself a very early flight. And he didn't realize, never even thought about it, that the ferry didn't operate early enough to get him off the island back to the mainland. and they missed their flight. And he had two little kids. You know how that goes. He just panicked. And he didn't know what to do. He just didn't know what to do. So since he had booked with us, he called us, and we helped get his air rebooked for him. And he said, I will never, ever, ever do any kind of vacation on my own again. That was just the most horrible thing. He says, you've earned my business forever by helping me. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. And I thought, what a great story. You know, you guys, I hear stories about this all the time. The biggest story, biggest thing that goes wrong when people book their own vacations is they don't, they book their air incorrectly. And that's one of the things we do where we counsel people. We know what the connection times are needed at different airports. Well, you have to be careful because the airlines will book you with very, very little connection time. And in a lot of cases, if you're going through customs or there's a lot of security at that airport, we've had, oh, you can't even believe how many people we've had miss their flights or miss their connecting flight. So we're very, very good about that. Biggest thing is when you book on your own and you don't know the whole industry, there's a lot of times that you book a vacation that you have heard or somebody's told you about that may or may not be the best option for you. And, you know, I think you need to be very understanding about that. When you call a vacation vendor themselves, they're only going to tell you about their product. When you call us, we're a broker for all of these vendors, so we're going to tell you about the ones that we think are maybe the best fit for you, your personality, what you're looking for in your vacation, your budget, all of these things. Our services, and I equate it to like a CPA, you know, a tax expert, accounting expert, a lawyer that's an expert in a specialized field. That's what we are. We are a specialty business specializing in vacations. And I think that's just invaluable for you. You know, destination weddings, we do so many of those. And honeymoons and anniversaries. And a lot of times we know places that you would never even be able to find out or find about that our clients love, that are sometimes great values. Well, I just want to tell you, as this segment winds down, it's a great time of the year, such a special time of the year. I hope you go to church tonight or tomorrow. Most services, you know, during Sundays are regular, and then they might have a Sunday evening or a Saturday evening service. And I think it's, you know me, I've talked to you enough about that. You know, we're believers, and what a wonderful time of the year to be thankful. You know, all these gifts started, right, for Christmas? They started because the wise men brought gifts to the little baby Jesus and to Joseph and Mary. That's how it got started. God bless you all. I pray you have a wonderful Christmas season and then a happy, healthy New Year. And, of course, filled with dream vacations. And we'd be honored to help you. We're closed on Saturday. We'll be open next Tuesday. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas, everybody.